This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, to radio stations all across the United States of America. And thank you for tuning in, chiming in, and opining. Our special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the taxi cab drivers, the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, thanks for all you do keeping America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, we start out the hour with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we were talking about Hillary Clinton and the fact she's back in the news again. And you were mentioning General Jack Keane. She was asking him about what now?
He was actually, she may have requested something from him, but he sent her a set of documents that were classified documents regarding Iraq. When it comes to this private channel that there was supposed to be,
right?
The person was actually Lanny Davis that mm-hmm. was going to be the private channel.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd have to be registered under the FARA, the Foreign Agent Registration Act.
Right.
He had already had a position in that, but we don't know if it was for Israel. There, as I mentioned, we had Tony Blair. We had mm-hmm. Sidney Blumenthal.
Mm-hmm.
There were quite a lot of discussions regarding the Clinton Foundation. Then there were quite some discussions on Haiti, all the typical stuff, including, I might add, one particular Russian. I don't know who this man is. I have not heard the name before, so I can't tell you what his role was. But,
mm-hmm.
it didn't mean anything. This person wasn't what they were doing with Russia with this contact. Wasn't any different than all the nonsense that Trump is putting up with right now.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting is she had 3.gov email addresses, and we didn't think that she did, but she did. She had Clinton HR at State. She had SMSGS at State, and then SS, Secretary of State, I guess, HRC at State. But they were never configured to receive or send email. So they weren't, they were never
used. Yeah, she wasn't getting her email through the normal channels.
They were never used.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we've got a question from Backgammon Bob, who's been waiting very patiently. I know he wants to ask some things about Korea. So good morning, Bob.
Hi. Hello, Matt. How you doing?
Go ahead. And hi. Denise is on the line, so ask us what. Ask away.
Hi, Denise.
Hi there.
Number one, should we withdraw our troops from North Korea, as we really don't have enough to be effective, and 30,000 is not enough to stop a million plus? They would probably be slaughtered. Second, officially end the Korean War. This could be a very good bargaining chip, as would be withdrawing the troops. And third, they have their nukes, which is their security blanket. They're not going to give them up, and we need to open them up economically, culturally, and draw them out into the world community. Just wondered what you think on these 3 points. And one last thing, just for our prayer intercessor, and that is God knows your needs and sees your deeds. That's it.
Thanks very much, Bob. We appreciate it. Okay, well, Denise, what do you think?
I don't believe that we ought to withdraw our troops. Not so much because of a military conflict, but they also necessarily keep the checks and balances. They are the asset group that keep the checks and balances, not only on North Korea, but China.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't withdraw the troops. We might withdraw some number of them. I agree that they're not going to give up their nukes. I absolutely agree with that. And as far as drawing them out into the world stage economically, I don't disagree with that. I think that is really what Trump and Pompeo have encouraged that. You know, if you do certain things, little Kim, this is where your country can go.
Right.
So, I mean, that is the bait they have been using.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine line, however, because that was what the Obama-John Kerry team encouraged Iran with,
mm-hmm.
certainly over the nukes. That mm-hmm. didn't work out too well. Not to say that they have the same attitude or nomenclature, but I think that is part and parcel of why you have to tread carefully.
Okay. Now, the other thing, when you talk about North Korea, I've heard rumors that they may draw the troop size down, but the area that I hear where the troops would be going to is the new, I don't know if you'd want to call them hotbed or whatever, but Australia. We have quite a presence down in Australia right now. We're talking about making that a significant area.
Well, we did. You know, we did something called the Asia Pivot, and so an awful lot were going to Australia under the Asia Pivot, and then we kind of unpivoted back. So,
well, we're in the Philippines again, right?
Yeah, we've been there.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, we're expanding that presence, are we not?
But let's not forget Japan.
Right.
We have quite the contingent in Japan.
Yeah. Okay, well, here comes some music, so we will switch gears when we come back, folks. And when we come back, we got a lot to talk about here. You know, the border, the crisis at the border, you know, there's no crisis down there, really? Well, we have got no more room to store anybody, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program with my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you know, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense. And they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. So you need to have your back covered, and they will do that for you. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that big USCCA logo link that's right there, and sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway. And also, should you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat, including their award-winning concealed carry magazine. Now, that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, well, Hillary, and we've got this problem on our border right now. Again, El Paso is where this story came out of. Now, we talked about 50 or so illegals that they ran out of space. They couldn't put them in there. And
actually, more than that. But, you know, in the last couple of days or maybe earlier in the week, within 5 minutes, the story was within 5 minutes, we caught 700 illegals within 5 minutes of each other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Yuma sector in Arizona, I think there was, I don't know, close to 1,000. So we're out of bed space, as they say, as they call it. We are just out of bed space.
Mm-hmm.
So where we're holding these people, I have no idea. I know that we were trying to check with a couple of military bases that we could use some barracks, but beyond that, I have just no idea.
Well, they were going to put them in tents along the not very far from the runway there in Yuma at the Marine Station, Air Corps Station. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we have, not only do you have to have the beds, then you got to have the medical people, then you got to have the food people, then you, you know, I mean, then you have the clothes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like ridiculous. Diapers.
Yep. So I don't know what we're going to do, but obviously we got a problem. And whatever happened to just, okay, so you catch them, you catalog them, and then as soon as you do that, you load them up in buses and you take them right back to the Mexican border and say, see ya. But in the meantime, there was this one hole in the fence that we heard about near El Paso that they came through one day, then the next day, then the next day. You would think after you found a breach in your fence that you would at least try to fix it or reinforce it, but they hadn't even done that yet.
Well, we had actually staged a whole bunch of the concertina wire that was to be used to reinforce fences wherever, and some of it ended up getting stolen, and it went back over to the Tijuana side, and it was used to protect some houses over there, which I would say,
Yeah, they're crafty little devils, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd say.
Now, we were talking during the break about a story that popped up, and it was a CNN news story from the Inspector General that the DOJ had declined to prosecute an FBI agent who worked for an FBI contractor filing false financial disclosures and sexting on his FBI-issued phone.
They're being kind of cagey about when this happened. He was actually a supervisor and a special agent supervisor in some role. But apparently he was having just as much fun as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were with some text messages going back and forth. But on top of that, you know, he did this pretty much the same thing that Paul Manafort was doing, filing fraudulent, you know, economic or financial documents, and probably not to the scale, certainly, that Manafort was doing it. And the Department of Justice, under the Obama administration, I guess just refused to prosecute him. Why, I don't know. I don't know who it is. I'm trying to find that out. I'm going to have to dig a lot on that one. So, yeah, swell, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, life goes on. And now, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, talked about the fact that there are cyber threats now emerging very quickly and rapidly, almost on a daily to weekly basis.
No, it's not almost. It is.
Okay.
I actually listened to, but some of it was way over my head, private cyber professionals or experts that do this. You know, there's several of them out there that they do work with the government. And there was a presentation that was done on behalf of the Department of Homeland Security called CISA, C-I-S-A. I'd be hard-pressed to tell you what that acronym actually stands for, but they are the wing of cyber security and infrastructure security agency. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they work with the private companies and private organizations that, you know, are specialize in cyber. And they did a whole presentation just on China. So I listened to it, and they had the proof. They were showing, you know, a whole PowerPoint presentation and the whole thing, and it was really quite terrifying, even if I thought that I knew more than I did when listening to it. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, we are inside. We're bleeding. We're just bleeding, gushing data that's being stolen from us by China.
Yeah, and that's not a surprise there. They're definitely the first ones you think about. Now, ABC News is reporting that Robert Mueller and his cast of Merry Men and Women is likely to not condemn President Trump, and no new indictments are coming. How would they know that?
Mostly because, not because anything is leaking out of the Mueller team, because it doesn't. But what they do look at is the actions of the Mueller team and any kind of filings through the court or the grand jury or any of that, and on those that receive anything from the Mueller team, like, in other words, a subpoena or a request for this, you know, documents or testimonies or, you know, that kind of thing, they often come out and say, yeah, I got to go speak to the Mueller operation. So that's how they know.
Now, there's more discussion coming not only from our president, but also Benjamin Netanyahu, who also said something in Israel yesterday about the Golan Heights. And the president said it's time for the U.S. to fully recognize Israeli rule over the Golan Heights, which isn't going to make Palestine or Syria happy.
Look, Israel won the Golan Heights in a military conflict.
Sure did.
Okay? All right. And so Israel has maintained government or management over the Golan. And the reason that the Golan has now become the issue that it has, I mean, Israel asked the United States to recognize Israel's sovereignty over Golan, if nothing else, because of the military conflict, but mostly because of Syria, because it borders Syria. And so officially yesterday, Trump complied, and the United States has recognized that Israel does have full sovereignty, ownership, management, you know, whatever you, all those things you want to call it, over the Golan. Now, the other reason it's so important is Israel is out of housing. They don't have any more space for people to live. And remember the term settlements.
Yeah.
Which came up all the time over the, during the Obama administration, that Israel was building new condos and apartments and housing, and it was happening in the Golan. And many times, the Obama administration said, you need to suspend the construction of these settlements, if you will. Otherwise, we're going to stop giving you aid, military aid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so that kind of went back and forth. But now, not only can we, but Israel go back and begin a full construction of housing, but they can also put in assets that would protect them from some kind of bleeding of military and conflict, and then Islamic State or any other jihadists that may come attack Israel through the Golan.
What are you writing about today?
Well, I may talk about the fact that DHS has got big concerns over Chinese hacking, and they are working diligently, contrary to what a handful of people in Congress say.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and go over there and check out all the great articles she writes, FoundersCode.com. Coming right back with our military and veterans news, edition number 2. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are grateful for you.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep
standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our communities safe.
Now, the vice president noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots as a part of this agency, have been enforcing our laws and making America safe. And I want to commend each and every one of you for being a part of that incredible tradition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. And again, thank you very much to all those who asked Bo questions yesterday. We thank you very much, and hopefully you got the answers that you wanted to hear. And this is what National Aviation has to tell you today.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm going to tell you is that you really need to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, where they are enlarging the size of that campus, and the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my area, Tampa Bay, in 14 short months. That's all it takes. You can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I will repeat that. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And that's extremely important if you really want to get out of the rut you're in and take off your career. Now, check them out online. at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour. Find out what it's all about at the National Habeas Academy. All right, well, we have some breaking news coming out of Afghanistan. Apparently, two American service members have been killed in Afghanistan. That's the only news that I have gotten so far. And the North Korean talks have apparently collapsed, as the North Korean staff working with South Korea were just removed by Kim Jong-un and recalled back to North Korea. So the talks between North Korea, South Korea, have collapsed right now, and we'll have to wait to see exactly what that means in the days and weeks to come, because that's not a good thing if that's indeed what's going on. And so far, Lil' Kim has not launched any missiles. He's talked about it, maybe, in a backhanded way, but so far. And we'll see what happens, and that could turn the talks on a lot of things when it comes to economy and whatnot, as you heard us talking, Denise Simon and I, in the past hour. Now, the Army and their newest tracked vehicle, which is set to replace the half-century-old armored personnel carrier, they're set to field it next year in both the United States and Europe. And this vehicle is something to see. I posted a stereotype of it, the civilian version of it, on my personal page on Facebook a couple of days ago for you to look at. It's really something to see. I mean, I made the comment, it says, I got to have one of these. But anyway, if you go over to my personal page on Facebook, and you'll find it. And should the Army charge a group nearly $300,000 for records on contaminants at military bases? The Army has put a price tag on releasing the results of water tests for the dangerous contaminant, the materials they were using to fight flammable fires that were being, the empty containers and residue were being dumped on some of these bases, which got into the water system. And they've valued the price tag on releasing the results at about $300,000. So should they be selling that? I guess we'll find out, won't we? By the way, thousands more soldiers will be deploying soon to the Pacific to increase the presence of the United States Army in the Pacific. Now, this is a move to bolster U.S. troop presence in the Pacific. The Army has plans to deploy thousands of soldiers to the region for ongoing rotations. Again, we're talking probably Japan, we're talking the Philippines, we're talking Australia, we're talking probably South Korea, maybe even Afghanistan. We'll see. We'll see. And the Navy, the U.S. Navy is dealing with persistent delays throughout the submarine building enterprise as it prepares to enter into a historically large contract for the complicated Block V Virginia-class attack submarine, and will begin heavy work on the Columbia-class ballistic missile submarines at about the same time. This is a big deal. Also, the Navy's F-35 is nowhere near combat ready, according to a watchdog. The government watchdog organization says the Navy's F-35 strike fighter, joint strike fighter, is not ready for combat, even though the service signed off on the aircraft's initial operating capability status last month. And how many aircraft and squadrons is it going to take to beat China and Russia? Because last September, the U.S. Air Force revealed that it's going to need a total of 386 operational squadrons to take on future threats posed by Russia and China. Now, a new congressionally mandated study posts that number may not be enough. Wow. And this isn't just keeping up with the Joneses. This is keeping up with the people that want to eradicate us. Now, the Navy has enacted nearly all the changes recommended in two 2017 reports that were ordered after the two fatal collisions at sea involving the warships USS Fitzgerald and USS McCain. This according to the Vice Chief of Naval Operations, and hopefully that's a good thing. And the Air Force is going to be replacing their failing aircrew locator beacons years after the first call for replacements. Now, what this means is the Air Force is finally moving forward with plans to replace the locator beacons used to find ejected aircrew in the case of an emergency years after an urgent request for replacements because they always didn't work. And the Marines are looking to pump more money into its fleet of small tactical drones than it has in the past couple of years combined because they found out they work quite nicely in the field. So the Marines want more drones, tactical drones, than what they had in the past 2 years for this year alone. Now, the Light Armored Reconnaissance or LAR units, which are tasked with providing surveillance ahead of infantry landings in one of the Marine Corps' oldest light armored vehicles at the present time. They're looking to get new ones. They're looking to get them as soon as they can because the mission of the Marine Corps continues and they continue to train for all sorts of things, including firing from land at ships at sea, which again is putting them in a position where they can better adapt to, say, China or North Korea or Russia or some other third world country that might want to go after our units around the world. Because they believe, a lot of reports now believe that what's going to be happening will involve the navies of the world along with the ground troops of the world. So we'll take a look at how that all plays out. By the way, in California, California is preparing to mobilize their National Guard troops to reduce the threat of wildfires by clearing hazardous dead trees, vegetation, and creating fuel breaks. In other words, a little mitigation going on where they'll get the Air National Guard or the Army National Guard out there to do a little work in the forest, which is a good thing, and it'll help Cal Fire out, too, and make things a lot better for them. All righty. Coming up, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, when we come back from this break. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch right here, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. And for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they'll make just about anything you want. They specialize in pieces that the military, police, and fire departments might want to have as well. And they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, you can check them out by going to their website, davidegarrettjewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. That's David EGarrettJewelers.com to shop the thousands of available items, or give them a call with your questions at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. Joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Well, electric cars are the word today because Ford is saying they're going to build a new factory in Michigan for autonomous vehicles, hire at least 900 people, and spend about $900 million. That's tremendous. This will be in Flat Rock, Michigan, just south of Detroit.
Well, yeah, well, everybody seems to think that, you know, with the death of the Chevy Volt, that the electric cars are done. It's not the case. More and more car companies are going to continue to produce the cars, and you're going to continue to have them out because, again, you need to have your fleet until unless it changes. You got to get those CAFE standards at a certain point. So you're going to have to go ahead and manufacture these cars. It's a bit of the what we're going to see happening in the future. There's actually, some of them now are kind of interesting because they're not so much hybrid cars, but they're both. They have an engine, and they also have the ability to plug in as well, which is interesting.
Now, the other thing is General Motors, not to be outdone, is announcing that they're going to spend $300 million to retool a plant in Ohio. They didn't say where. I'm not going to speculate. But to make electric cars in the state of Ohio.
That's great. I mean, obviously, hopefully that there's going to be enough demand for these cars. I mean, we've had a history here in the United States of forcing car companies to make cars that nobody wants to buy, and that hasn't been good for auto companies' numbers, nor, you know, we like I said, not too long ago, that we dealt with a bailout of auto companies, which was wrong, in my opinion. The companies should be able to survive and die on their own. So let's hope that this is not a government push.
Now, just before you and I came on the air with each other, it was announced that North Korea and South Korea broke off their talks, and this was right after the U.S. announced their first new North Korean sanctions since the failed summit. So now North Korea and South Korea have broken off their talks, and it doesn't look like as if there's a lot of good things to be said about the situation in North Korea right now.
Yeah, I don't know if this has to do with trade negotiations as well and how well they're going, because we all know that, you know, China kind of is the people, you know, pulling the strings behind the scene. We'll see. I mean, a lot of the stories that come out from that area of the world and what we hear, oftentimes you find out after the fact they're half true or, you know, whatever it may be. So I'm in a wait and see mood when it comes to North Korea. North Korea is a place that it's gotten a lot of attention, obviously, most certainly when Donald Trump first took office, the rockets flying all over the place and, you know, the back and forth. But it's never been an area that's really scared me much. Obviously, within the region, that's where North Korea can be a real problem.
Now, Social Security is pretty much at the edge of where it can be right now. Pretty much everybody over 55 is still okay, but the people under 55 aren't. And believe it or not, this week, somebody, and I don't know who it was, but somebody on the left side of the aisle proposed giving Social Security benefits to illegal aliens.
Yeah, Kirsten Gillibrand from New York proposed that. You got also, you know, other senators, even from Florida, Marco Rubio proposing allowing people to tap into Social Security for when you have a kid, the family leave. I mean, everybody's using this, wants to use this thing as some sort of cash cow. I got other people proposing raising the amount of money that's being paid out of Social Security. You know, the best proposal I heard this past week with regards to Social Security was from Martin Feldstein. And he said, well, you know what, full age for your full benefit should be moved up to 70.
Right.
And it needs to be done right away. And
that'll give right.
A little bit of life support on Social Security because, again, it is a Ponzi scheme.
Right. And I've said that for several years, that they need to raise the age. That would be the first way to solve the problem. And then they really needed to get to work on what the problems are. And that is you don't have enough people paying in anymore to take care of the ones that are collecting.
Yeah, this goes for pensions and whatnot, not just Social Security, but many other retirement vehicles as well that were built based upon the Ponzi model. But the only way you're going to really fix this is you're going to allow younger people to go ahead and have private accounts or allow them to take certain money and invest it on their own and build up a stronger base. Because, again, you're going to run out of money. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. And others have said, well, you know what, we're going to have to raise and tax people more. And people fail to realize what that's going to do to small businesses out there and what it's going to do in regards to people's taxes, how much higher they're going to have to go. I mean, your payroll tax is a tax. That's all it is. There's no bank account somewhere. There's no damn lockbox where your money goes to. It's a tax. It goes to the same place where your income tax goes. Same exact place. So, again, it's a bit of a ruse that the government pulls on everyone.
So how's the economy doing, in your opinion? You think things are still cruising along, or what do you think is going on here?
Yeah, I think everything's great. I mean, like I said, I look, the most important numbers to me are, you take a look at the amount of people that are working, the amount of how competitive the labor market is here in this country, which is fantastic, and of course wages, and we continue to see wage growth. All of these are great things. So, yeah, I think the economy is doing just fine.
Well, I continue to see people hiring. I talk to people from all across the country every day, and I continue to see people hiring in various places. I have people that reach out to me and say, hey, so-and-so is expanding their plant here, and so-and-so is building a new plant over here, and they used to pay $8.35 to work at this place, and now they're paying $10, and they're having problems trying to get help, so they might have to raise their wage to $12 an hour. I mean, that's kind of stuff I keep hearing from people all around the country.
Yeah, I'm getting the same thing. I mean, it's the reality of the situation. So overall, the economy is doing quite well.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I think, and again, getting back to Social Security, I think if they take it and allow people to start their own retirement plans, opt in or opt out, if you will, of Social Security, and also raise the retirement age, which is something I think should have been done a long time ago. I think that will definitely help things. And then maybe we can start to turn the corner. Maybe.
I think that, well, opt in or opt out, you're going to see way too many people opt out, especially younger people. And they're going to, you give them an option to save on their own. I mean, I thought that would be great. But then again, you'd have a lot less money flowing into the system. Again, there's been efforts from time to time to go ahead and try to reform and make Social Security, more sound, but every single time it happens, you get the senior citizen lobby out there that fights it and fights it and fights it. And which is, you know, aggravating to me because it doesn't affect them. They're getting their money. That's not going to change. That's
well, above the age of, say, 55, yes, but below that, I'm not sure what's going to happen to the younger
group. But that's my point. The younger people out there, they're the ones that are going to be really affected by this. And you have to deal with it. You have to present them. This is the reality of the situation, and you better prepare that, you know what, your benefits are going to be cut because it's just not sustainable.
All righty. Well, it's Friday. That means we won't talk to you again until Monday. I know you're going to go out and have a great weekend and watch a ball game, right?
Oh, yeah. We're chasing kids all weekend.
All right. I should have said lacrosse game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
You've got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Run on over there and find out all the different things that he has to offer. And, again, he's hearing what I'm hearing when it comes to the economy. I mean, I talk to people all over the country. I talk to business people. I talk to union people. I talk to people that are working. I talk to business owners, people that are going to be business owners. And these are the things that I'm hearing. And I don't believe they're telling me stories. Because when you go and you check out the different areas, when you look to see what's going on in such and such an area, and granted it might be here, there, and everywhere, things are doing quite well. Thank you very much. All right. We're coming back with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the Underground USA podcast, right after the top of the hour news. And our stations get to identify themselves. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live all across America from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.